Good morning, guys. Obviously, I want people to see this. This is the engineering platform commands for the Weir technology. All right, this is a this is from a very interesting source. We'll see. These people are heroes, standing up for what's right. All right. So anyway, let's just. I'm going to explain a few things to people. So this is how you configure the beamforming power from this equipment. Beamforming power control. You can see all that. It's very important that people read this. All right. Now, I've been telling people for a while that 5G is a weapon. And, you know, I've had a lot of ignorance, a lot of stupidity, a lot of trolling by, you know, Brigade 77 and others. Basically trying to shut me up and trying to discredit me, all right? Goes on all the time, but, you know, unfortunately, whistleblowers get that sort of treatment. It's just what you expect. But what I want people to read, use with caution, right? Because if you just follow where I'm going with the cursor now, because base station power amplifiers will run at maximum level for the attack configured time. See that? For the attack configured time. Now, the other thing I want to start showing you is about some of the power of this weapon. All right. Tells you here about the power outputs. 68 dBm, that's 6,400 watts total in the antenna. All right. So you've got 86 dBm with a maximum of 86 dBm. That's 389,000 watts in the main lobe of the beam. A weapon. That's what that is. This isn't for telecommunications. Do not be, you know, hoodwinked by these criminals. I'm going to show you something because it's quite. This is really important that people realise what we're talking about here. This is a dBm watt conversion table. All right, so you've got 47 dBm, that's 50 watts. But I want you to read this bit. Remember when counting your total output that the FCC only allows 36 dBm AIP, that's 4 watts. Right? Now, we're talking about massive amounts of power here. Right? Got to remember, you can only be exposed to 1 milliwatt, that's a thousandth of a watt, for the maximum of 6 minutes. All right, so that's 1 milliwatt for a maximum of 6 minutes. The maximum you're allowed, the FCC, 36 dBm. Now, obviously, they're military-type equipment. But if we go back to the document, you'll see 64, 50, 1 to 50, 2 to 50, 3 to 50, configure beamforming power, 6,400 watts. 86 dBm, 389,000 watts in the main lobe of the beam. So you see the main lobe of the beam? That's it there. This is Glasgow. This is the configured kill grid for Glasgow, a weapon. So fortunately, we've got people who have got, you know, some gumption who've actually passed this document over to me. You see who it's from. All right, these are engineering platforms, so they know absolutely maximum level for the attack configured time. All right, no wonder they want to use it with caution. They won't like this getting into public domain. All right, it's really important. So get this video spread far and wide. All right, get it spread far and wide. Very important. All right, this is serious. This is real. This is a weapon that the Satanists want to use to kill off a large proportion of the population. There's a man serving a prison sentence, 3.5 years from Liverpool, who tried to protect his community from this weapon. This needs to be brought to the public's attention. Unfortunately, we didn't have this evidence at the time that we could have given to his legal team. So if anybody knows the guy in Liverpool, if anybody can get in touch with his legal team, this needs that conviction needs to be overturned, all right, on the back of this evidence. This is a scandal. This is a crime. This is genocide. This is a weapon, maximum level for the attack. You get it? States quite clearly, for the attack. It's a weapon.